Perek Vav Mishne Zayin. We say every day in davening, Elu Dvorim She'odom Oichel Perasein Bo'olam Hazeh V'Akeren Kayemes Loi Lo'olam Haba. We list a number of items where a person eats the fruits of his actions in those areas in this world, and the main part of his actions, the reward for his actions, is saved for the world to come. Our Mishnah speaks about the last of the items mentioned in our davening, when we end off and we say, V'salma Torah keneged kulam. The study of Torah equals all the other items that we mention, that through limud haTorah a person can keep the karen, the main part of his learning, the reward for the next world, but the fruits of his labors he enjoys in this world. And our mission is going to bring 7 psukim that show that the greatest life force in the world is the life force of Torah. Says the Mishnah, G'doyla Torah, greatest Torah, Shehina Senes Chayim Loisel, that it gives life to those who learn and who practice the Torah, Ba'olam Hazeh uva'olam Haba, in this world and in the next world. The Tiferes Yisrael tells us that other milos attributes that a person may have, such as wealth or strength or honor, he is able to achieve them through other chochmos. However, a life, a true life in this world and in the world to come, that can only be achieved through Torah. Shenemar, the first pasuk in Mishlei Dalet Chav Beis, Ki chayim heim lemoitzeyim. To those who find them, it is life. Ulechol besori marpe, and it is healing to his entire flesh. The Medrash Shmuel explains that this pasuk refers to Olam Hazeh. Chazal tell us that we read the word moitzeyim in this pasuk as moitzi, with a yud after the tzaddik, moitzeyim, which means those who open up and they utter the words of Torah out of their mouths, as we've learned before, the importance of a person not just thinking and learning, but actually verbalizing the Divrei Torah, as the Gemara tells us in Erevin, that that is how Torah becomes part and parcel of his life. So a person who opens up his mouth to utter words of Torah, he finds life, and all of his flesh has healing. That is Olam Hazeh. The second pasuk explains the Medrash Shmuel, which is also found in Mishlei Gimel Ches. That refers to Olam Haba, the world to come. Refuah istehila sharecha. There should be healing to your flesh. Vishikui latzmei secha, and marrow to your bones. That is referring to life in Olam Haba. A third pasuk, V'yomer, it says further in Mishlei Gimel Yud Ches, a pasuk we're very familiar with, Eitz Chayim Hilam Achazikim Ba V'Somchem Ushar. Torah is a tree of life to those who hold on to the Torah, and those who support the Torah are praiseworthy. And the Gemara in Masechta Tainis of Zion Amid Aleph says, Kol Ha'Isik B'Torah L'Shma, whoever learns Torah, not for any ulterior motive, but he learns it altruistically, his Torah becomes a potion of life. Shenemar, it brings our pasuk, Eitz Chaim Hilamachzikim Ba V'Somcheha Me'ushar. Torah is a tree of life. The fourth pasuk, again from Mishlei, Aleph Tes, Ki Levayas Chein Heim L'Roishecha, the Torah is a tiara of grace around your head, v'anokim, and a necklace ligargore secha, to your neck. Because Torah is acquired through iyun, through thinking carefully and deeply into every word of Torah, and also through dibur, through uttering the words of Torah to oneself, to talmidim, to others. So concerning the thought process, the pasuk says in Mishlei, Ki levayas chein heim l'roshecha, to your head. Concerning the speech of Torah, v'anokim, and necklaces, l'gargar roshecha, to your throat. And the Tiferes Yisrael explains that a true Talmud Chacham who is able to properly communicate words of Torah is honored for two reasons. One, for the wisdom that is in his mind, and secondly, for the clear words that he utters from his throat as he explains words of Torah. Continues the next pasuk, the Omer, and once again from Mishle Gimel Tezayin, Orech, excuse me, a pasuk before, the Omer in Mishle Dalites, Titein L'Roish Chalavayis Chain, put to your head a tiara of grace, Ateres Teferes Timagnecha, a crown of glory will be delivered to you. The Omer, now we come to Mishle Gimel Tezayin, Orech Yamim Bimina, B'smoyla Aisha Rechavet, to the right is length of days, to the left is wealth and honor. And the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Samech Gimel Amud Aleph tells us, Orech Yamim Bimina means L'mayminim Ba, to those who learn Torah, L'shma, altruistically, and out of love, that person will be Zoche, he will merit lengthy days, and certainly he will get the richness and the honor. B'smoyla Aisha Rechavet, that Chazal say, that goes L'masmi'ilim Ba, to the left ones, those who learn Torah, not Lishma, they will only get Aisha Rechavet, they will not merit Arichas Yomim, lengthy days. And the final seventh Pasuk, again from Mishle, all of the Psukim of our Mishnah are coming from Mishle, in Paragimel Pasuk Beis, Ki Orech Yomim, Ushnos Chaim V'Sholom Yosifu Lach. They will add to you lengthy days and years of life, and above all, peace. As Rashi tells us there in Shabbos, Shema Tomer, maybe you'll say, L'chaim v'oish v'kovid zoicha. He'll get through Torah life and wealth and honor of Eloi L'Sholom. Perhaps he'll have a contentious and disruptive life, not of peace. L'kach ne'emer, that's why the pasuk ends off, V'Sholom Yosifu Lach, that you will also get the great blessing of peace. Perek Vav Mishnah Ches. We are now going to hear from Rab Shimon ben Manasseh, who has an interesting background. He was in the same generation as Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, and he and his friend Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam were at the head of a group, a chabur that was called in the Yerushalmi Meisr Sheni. They were called Eda Kedosha. They were the holy assemblage. And the reason they were called this name is because they used to divide each and every day into three parts. A third of the time they learned, a third of the time they were Osik in Tfilah, in Davening, and a third of the time they did Melacha. And some say they were called the Eda Kedosha because they used to learn in the winter time with great hasmada, with great diligence, and in the summertime, they would do work. Says Rab Shimon ben Manasseh, Rab Shimon ben Manasseh, Oimer, Mishum Rab Shimon ben Yochai, in the name of Rab Shimon ben Yochai, Hanoi, beauty, Vahakoach, and strength, Vahosher, and wealth, Vahakoven, and honor, Vahachm, and wisdom, Vahzikna, and old age, Vahsev, and ripe old age, Vahabonim, and children. Noal tzaddikim, it's good for the tzaddikim, v'noal oilam, and it's good for the entire world. And we are going to then conclude the Mishnah with various psukim that show the greatness of these attributes when they belong to the tzaddikim. The Tiferes Yisrael explains that each one of these attributes can help a tzaddik and can help the world. Beauty gives the tzaddik chen, he gives him favor in the eyes of important people in the government, and thereby he can do good for Klal Yisrael. Koyach, strength, he'll be able, the tzaddik, to save the oppressed from the oppressor. Wealth, he'll be able to support people who are in need. Aniyim, avyoinim. Honor, through honor, his advice will be listened to when people seek the word of Hashem. In wisdom, he'll be able to teach the people to know Hashem. In old age, his words will have clarity and they will be words that the people will accept. Save a ripe old age, he'll be able to share with people the events of his life and how great tzaddikim were saved by Hashem, and how Rishoyim in the beginning, they had peaceful lives, and then they ended with death and destruction. And when he'll have many children, he'll be able to plant throughout Klal Yisrael fruits that will replace him when he passes on. Klal Yisrael will benefit from the many children that he has brought to the world. So therefore, these attributes are Noah L'Tzadikim V'Noah L'Olam. Now, if we count up these milos, we will see that Hanoi, Koyach, Oysher, Kovid, Chochma, Zikna, Seva, Bonim is 8 milos. And we'll have a question on this later in the Mishnah. It seems there are only 7 milos, and we'll discuss this when we reach the end of the Mishnah. And now the Mishnah here in Pirkei Avos brings Psukim for these various attributes. Shenemar, the Pasuk states, Ateres Teferes Seva, that ripe old age is a crown of splendor. B'derech Tztoka Timotze, it will come about through a way of righteousness. In other words, a Derech Tztoka will bring about that in ripe old age, the person will have a crown of splendor. So here we see that Seva is good for a zaken to have. V'oimer, and the pasuk continues there in Mishle, Yudzayin Vav, Ateres, excuse me, the pasuk continues in Mishle, Yudalit Chavdalit, Ateres Chachamim Ashram. The wealth of the Chachamim is a crown for them. Here we see Osher is something that's good for a tzaddik to have. The Omer, and now we come to the pasuk in Mishle Yud Zayin Vav, Ateres, Akenim, B'nei Banim, the crown of the elders are their grandchildren, Useferes, Banim, Avoisim, and the splendor of children are their fathers. So we see that Banim is a good thing for the Zakenim. The Omer, and the pasuk in Mishle continues Chaf, Chaftes, Teferes, Bachurim, Koicham, the splendor of the young ones is their strength. Vahadar Zakenim Seva, and the glory of the Zakenim is their ripe old age. V'yoymer, and now we switch from Mishle to Yeshaya Chav Gimel Pasuk Chav Dalid. V'chofra Halavana, the Levana will pale. Uboisha Hachama, and the sun will be ashamed. Ki Molech Hashem Tzvokas Bahar Tzion of Yerushalayim, when Hashem rules over Har Tzion and Yerushalayim, and he will shine his honor over Klal Yisrael, and the shine will be so great that the Levana will pale and the Chama will become ashamed. And at that time, he will bring great kavod to the Zakenim, v'neged Zakein of kavod. Here we see that kavod is an important thing for tzaddikim. Rab Shimon ben Manasseh Aimer, Elu Sheva Midos, these 7 Midos that were enumerated at the beginning of the Mishnah, Shemanu Chacham LaTzadikim, that Chacham counted for Tzadikim, Kulam, Niskaimu, B'Rebbe, U'B'Bottom. They were all fulfilled by Rebbe and his children. They had all these 7 milas. In other words, that it's possible for one person to have all 7 and to use all 7 for the benefit of Hashem and Klal Yisrael. And here we see the question that we raised at the beginning of the Mishnah. We counted up the Midos and we found there were 8. And here at the end, Rav Shimon ben Manasseh is saying these 7 Midos that the Chacham counted, what do you mean? The Chacham counted 8 Midos, not 7. And the answer that is given in the Siddur, Avodas Yisrael, is that really there's only 7 Midos. And those Midos are Koyach, Oysher, Kovid, Chochma, Zikna, Seva, and Banim. And the first Midah that was mentioned, which is Hanoi, is not really a separate Midah, but rather that is a Shem Kolel. There, a tzaddik, when he has beauty, that beauty is comprised of the 7 other Midahs. When that one tzaddik has all of the 7 Midahs that are enumerated, then that is, in general, considered Noi. That's beautiful, but in actuality, the beauty is comprised of seven midos, and that's why Rav Shimon ben Nasi said, Eilu sheva midos, these sheva midos were found by Rebbe and his children. I'd just like to close this Mishnah with a beautiful thought that I heard from the Deborah Tziner Rav, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, at an asifa of Rabbanim in Muncie, New York, in the house of division to Rebbe. He said a pshat on when we find that Yaakov Avinu said to Ephraim and Menashe, V'kore bohem shmi v'shem avasai Avram v'yitzchak. He gave them a bracha that my name should be called in them and the names of my forefathers Avram and Yitzchak. And the question that the Deborah Tziner Rav asked is that l'chayra, this is a tremendous gaiva on the part of Yaakov. He should have put himself last. V'kore bohem shem avosai Avram v'yitzchak. Ushmi, the names of my forefathers of Rami Yitzchak should be called on them, and my name. Why did he put his name first? Gaiva, said the Deborah Tziner Rav. No, just the opposite. It's anivus, it's being humble, and it's based on the pasuk that we brought down here in the Mishnah. Ateres Kanim Bnei Bonim, the crown of Zakanim is their grandchildren. Utveres Bonim Avoisim, and the splendor of the sons is their parents. In other words, explained the Deborah Tziner Rav, there are times when the yichus of a child is who his father is, who his grandfather is. This person, you know who he is. His grandfather was Rav Moshe Feinstein's itself. So the yichus of the grandson is who his grandfather was. But there are other times when ateres kenem b'nei vonim, the crown of the elders is their grandchildren. Do you know who this person is? He's the grandfather of so-and-so. So-and-so is such a great tzaddik, such a great person, and this is his grandfather. So what Yaakov Avinu was giving a bracha to Ephraim and Menashe was that v'kore vohem shemi. People should not know Ephraim and Menashe as, you know who Ephraim and Menashe are, they are the grandchildren of Yaakov. But rather, Yaakov prayed that his grandchildren should become so great that the yichus of Yaakov Avinu will be that he's the grandfather of them. You know who this Yaakov Avinu is? He's the grandfather of the great Ephraim and Menashe. That's what Yaakov was saying. V'kore bohem shemi. Not that their name should be called in me, their yichus should be me, rather my yichus should be them. And that's why in Anivus, Yaakov put his name first. I don't know about Avram and Yitzchak, whether they will be so great that the yichus of Avram and Yitzchak will also be in them. You know who Avram and Yitzchak are? They are the grandparents, great-grandparents of Ephraim, the great Ephraim and Menashe. I don't know if that's going to happen. Me, I could say right away, yes, let that happen to me. So I'm putting myself first. The opposite, the Deborah Tziner Rav said, this showed the anivus of Yaakov. V'kare bahem shemi, me, let my name be remembered because I am the grandfather of them. Possibly, maybe, Avram and Yitzchak, but I'm not going to put them first. They're going to be later. But we see from this that there are times when the yichus of a person is his grandchildren. And that's the pasuk here, Ateres Kenim is B'nei Bonim.